You heard Friday morning the core message of Get Smart, the new book by Tom Perry and Joel Fleishman. Is that excellence in collaboration is self-imposed. There is no outline structure, no systemic feature in philanthropy that works to ensure effective performance. Of course, in the United States, customers impose policy difficulties. In politics, the elected does that, but in philanthropy, and there's clearly volume from that. There's really such a symbol in the prestigious world that encourages excellence and many powerful forces pulling against excellence. And so, simply, philanthropy can actually face its underperformance. The only thing that holds philanthropy outside natural state is that there isn't relieves the dismal landscape of gratifying mediocrity. Seems to be the personal will and determination of a public institution. It's certainly in place in the right. Almost everything seems to rise on the quality and character of the person in charge of the family. The donor while active and then the other children together. The primary consumers for in the leader of a philanthropy, before an organization, before possible to them, is the quality of character, is moral virtue. With that suggest, we have recommendations to embody and reflect that effort to self-impose excellence. One of the president and CEO of the Casino Fund in Denver, President and Director of the Randolph Foundation and Don Weinberg, and Jerry DeBerry, Weinberg Foundation. They're going to have a defense on the quality of necessary to look at the out of this natural underperformance space by telling us a bit about what they've learned over the years about philanthropy. So let me put this sort of initial question to the three of you. What have you found to be the primary moral virtue, or moral virtue or character trait that would be most essential to your job as a foundation CEO? And on the flip side, what would be the primary vice that you have found was necessary to avoid? Linda, why don't you start
with you? Okay. The moral characteristics of being honoring that is in true his style as well as what he told us he wanted to accomplish with the foundation, I think is a pretty thing. So he's now in the foundation business, you know, the world beautiful, well, smart, well, very funny, and being able to keep that in check and understand that this person is really presenting an idea along with, in our case, the other 800 people that are presenting ideas. And to be able to really sort through who is blowing smoke up his shirt and his boots. So, keeping your ego in check while you still have the opportunity for funding consistent with the donor's reaction, I think is a very powerful thing.
Okay.
I'm going to the story of the priest who came off of the pillowcase and lying waiting for a man
and
our eyes and the eyes to see the push before that sense.
Well, I tell you, there are a lot of books that I've got that, and I don't like to read from them because of war. You read those first realities, and they're all true, and they're all false to yourself. I have found that the books that deal with the sensitive issues that we're concerned with, related to poverty and how things do affect making for the next service organization, are the kinds of books that are most helpful. For example, Martin Moravsky's The Tragedy of American Compassion, and a very long book, a very excellent book by Joel Schwartz. The poverty, the virtue, and many books of this type, which really informs, at least from my own thinking, the kind of goals that we should be seeking, and the things we should be trying to avoid. So, what does that end up meaning? That ends up meaning that we're really trying to get realistic ideas about how truly to help poor people, and to kind of help them ultimately become self supporting, helping the poor to help themselves.
And so strategic approach may not be fairly useful for the kind of half-life that this is like. The sort of, bright strategy versus the intuitive approach.
Well, I'm not really concerned about that.
Foundation,
Some years ago, I was very little my head, and I told me, well, the first thing I did is probably want to do it tonight.
Also, I'm a
example of other churches on
and the individual wanted up, we hope publicly
if you don't know, you learn to be very careful about transmitting your kids, but